You have about 18 stories here in this book, but real quickly, not only are you a writer, you're a public speaker. You spoke to the Oklahoma State University commencement, and here's a guy who had a ninth grade education, and he's speaking to that college crowd, some of them graduating maybe with masters and doctors. And how did you get selected for that?
Because of aviation. It was their aviation group that was graduating.
Okay, all right.
The pilot school.
Weren't you a replacement at the last minute? Bob Howard of Channel 8.
Yeah, Bob Howard.
At the last minute, he couldn't speak.
And he lost his voice.
He lost his voice. So who are you going to call? Red Stevenson.
You know, my wife and I watched Bob. Bob flew for me, too. He delivered airplanes because he loved flying. So my wife and I watched him every night at 5 o'clock. So I turned the TV on, and I'm in the front room, and she's in the kitchen. He comes on, and I said, babe, come quick. Bob's drunk. He's going, he couldn't talk. That was so terrible. His little daughter got killed about 3 o'clock, and they tried to get him not to go on TV, and he went on anyway at 5.
After the death of his daughter?
Yeah, 2 hours.
Well, you know, he had a problem with his voice. It may have started then.
That's when it did start. That's when it started, right then. He tried to sue Subaru because it was a little pickup. I had one of them. It had 2 seats in the bed back in the back for you to ride in. A kid, 15 or 16-year-old kid driving, went over a bump, and she was riding in one of those seats, and it threw her up, and when she come down, it killed her. He tried to sue Subaru, and they wouldn't let him hear the suit.
He never did get over that voice problem.
No, he
and
never
did.
That, but well, he'd get to where we could understand him.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, but at first, though, he just would.
So then you got the call, and bingo, you went over and spoke for 2 hours.
Well, I had given that same talk, so I didn't have to.
So you did speak in a lot of places. Amazing. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And then you write all these little books. You've got all these little books. The
you
best
may take
lawyer
one of
I
each
knew.
if you.
Old Truckers Never Die.
Most people take them all, don't ever read them. That's
Bixby
the worst
characters,
thing.
Past and present, memories before four.
Let me tell you, here, hold on a minute.
How they
that
bury,
Bixby
how
characters.
They bury Eskimos?
Yeah, now that's my favorite. In fact, that's the one the editor of The World said this is the best book he ever read. He wrote about going to Alaska, and I sent him one of those.
And then you even have reading time on here. This one is 120 minutes.
Yeah.
The Last Hero reading time is 90 minutes.